T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What are the lawmakers saying about it?
Mends the most dramatic overhaul to competition law in history, and what could pave the way for breaking up these big tech companies. It is a 449-page report. It is a result of a 16-month investigation, and they come down hard. So, for example, they say Apple is a monopoly, uses its dominance to harm its rivals and its customers. Apple, of course, responding, saying they don't have a dominant market share in any category where they do business, say that their policies are fair. The report accuses Amazon also of having monopoly power over small online sellers. It says that the company treats these sellers like they're disposable. Google saying that that Google neutralized its search rivals early on, especially what they call vertical search engines, so search engines focused on a specific niche like TripAdvisor for travel or Yelp in reviews or Monster for job searches, and that Google also used its deals with handset manufacturers via Android to promote its own search engine even more. And also that Facebook is a monopoly and has prevented Instagram from becoming as big as it could have been, and has also used Instagram to funnel traffic back to Facebook. And, of course, we know that Facebook owns Instagram. So a lot of very dramatic pronouncements here. And so this is basically now just the beginning of what will be a very long legislative and political process.
You know, how can Amazon even say they're not dominating any one particular market? I mean, they've got that strategy of taking their biggest sellers and then hiring somebody to make them so they could then brand them Amazon stuff, and then the original sellers, you know, are out of luck.
Well, and that is definitely the argument. I mean, that is one part of a larger story. The bigger picture is that Amazon owns just so much of online search and online sales right now. So the report points out that Amazon accounts for more than half of sales for key product categories. And so these sellers don't feel like they have an alternative. And on top of that, as you say, they've started their own Amazon private label products like batteries, like baby wipes, and they have used, the accusation is they have used the data that they've gotten from other online sellers to make their own products and promote their own products. And the House is now saying that this is a problem.
And Facebook, I guess it's just the obvious stuff that all of us know.
Facebook is, you know, obviously owns WhatsApp and Instagram, and the report makes the point that Facebook considers its own services more competitive than outside services like Twitter and Snapchat. So what more do you need to prove this is a monopoly? That said, you know, all of these companies are saying, you know, Facebook, for example, when the Instagram deal was approved, it was not disputed by regulators. Instagram was tiny at the time. It never would have grown to as big as it is today if Facebook had not given it the resources to do so. And I should add that these are just recommendations made by a Democrat-led House Antitrust Subcommittee. They have to get Republican lawmakers on side. There would be a lot that would have to happen between now and potentially a big tech breakup. And so this is just the beginning of what is going to be a big debate. These companies have deep pockets and incredible resources. They will push back. And it certainly makes for interesting stories for us to cover for likely several more years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.